Good King Doug on the air with all my subjects, including Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden. Rich is following a story about dog meat.
Ew.
Dog meat. And who's after this? Sort of is a follow through or follow up, Richie, on the story about the fish and how they get fed. It just shows you how the different parts of the world culturally have different experiences and they do things differently. Dog meat is a delicacy. I mean, can you imagine eating patches?
Patch.
Yeah, patch.
Without the still, end. That's disgusting. Yeah. Why would you want to eat your own dog?
Apparently in Vietnam, it's still a delicacy.
Say no more.
And dog nappers are getting about $2.20 a pound for dog meat. And even in Hanoi, one of their biggest cities, it's they have dog restaurants and they do it in barbecue. So they're getting more for dog meat than they are for chicken meat. So,
oh my goodness.
So dog nappers on motorcycles are going around and stealing people's pets and selling them, and the people are becoming vigilantes and fighting back. So several dog nappers have been killed, and dog nappers are killing the people who are fighting back. So it's become this big thing now.
Good God.
So I guess you need to have one of those little yap-yap dogs you can stick in your purse because there's, like, not that much meat on them and nobody will want them, as opposed to, like, a big dog.
Kind of like chicken wings. There's not much meat on them and people want them.
That's true.
Restaurants specializing in barbecued dog are especially popular at the end of the lunar month because men dine on canine in hopes of purging bad luck.
Another reason men are stupid.
Yeah, this is
barbecued chihuahua.
Another way of pointing out how different cultures are in societies and how we did come from different planets. Because nobody who came from the same planet I came from would do that to a dog. These people came from another planet. That's the only explanation. What other explanation, Rich, do we have for this sort
of they came from
aberrant
then?
Behavior?
They came from Pluto.
Oh!
Okay, Jennifer.
I'm here all day.
Oh!
Now, along the same lines, right here in the United States, there's a dog Facebook page called Peace and Paul's Dog Rescue.
Yeah.
And they are posting pictures that they want everybody to share about a dog park alert where people are throwing cheese into the dog park with nails in them.
Oh, my gosh.
Because apparently the neighbors of these dog parks don't take to it too well. So apparently they're finding all kinds of chemicals like antifreeze in the bowls and the water bowls and all kinds of things. But they have a picture of a handful of cheese, and each cube of cheese has a nail or tack in it.
Well, I found out what galaxy these aliens come from, Doug.
What galaxy is that, Roberta?
It's the closest galaxy in the Milky Way to us. It's about 42,000 light years away, and it's called the Canis Major Dwarf Galaxy.
The Canis Gallery.
Galaxy.
Okay. So there must be a Bovis. There must be a Phoenix. There must be a... What other phyla can we go to where these planets are taking action? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of cheese, you'll be happy to know that all of my friends at Kraft are excited to hear that they're recalling Velveeta shell and cheese single serve microwavable cups.
Oh, dear.
Velveeta shells and cheese single serve microwavable cups. Moms, if you're buying these, right? Have you seen these around?
I have. They're like those little cups you just microwave and they're ready to go.
Right. Apparently they have little pieces of something that nobody can quite figure out whatever the hell it is.
What does that mean?
As something's in there and nobody knows what it is, but it's brittle, whatever it is.
So it's something crunchy in there?
Yeah. Right.
Ew.
A quality product from Kraft.
Yeah, you know when you eat something and then you know it's not supposed to taste like that?
Right.
You have that weird crunch, the mystery crunch.
Kraft says, in its defense, nobody's reported any injuries yet. This is a voluntary recall out of an abundance of caution. Now, they are really being a good American company by doing that.
Yeah.
Right? Producing that fine, non-American, non-cheese product that they call American cheese. A fine food it is. So now they have look for Belvita. Women want to know this, whoever's going shopping. Richie, you don't buy this stuff for your kids anyway. Who buys this stuff? Is this like how much? This is for families that don't have any money? And I don't say that prejudicially. But would this be something that people who are on a really tight budget would buy?
Or who have something that they need that's easy and fast for their kids to eat.
Yeah, great. Take care of your children. Feed them easy food, fast food, and deadly food. All together. Perfect. What a great thing. America, what a country. FDA now warning of listeria-tainted lettuce. This thing goes, this is really getting more and more sour. You'd be happy to know my favorites, the Boeing jets. You know, I like Boeing planes. Is looking at a series of federal. I'm on a page where they go through all the federal actions of the day. Apparently, the Drug Enforcement Administration has arrested 36 people at a Boeing plant near Philadelphia. Bust was conducted at the company's facility in Ridley Park, Pennsylvania, where aircraft, including the Chinook helicopter, are made. There apparently was a culture in the plant of drug usage and sales. So that's it. We don't have to worry about the planes, though. Just the helicopters that our guys are flying around over in Afghanistan in. No big problem, right? Mm-hmm. No problem. All right, as long as we're talking about foods, let's talk about free e-food. Something that really is good as opposed to something that may not be so good. Free e-food available right now. If you go to DougStephan.com, there are three places you will find it. You'll see a way to get it with the instructions at DougStephan.com, both in the Friends section, the Queen of Cheap section, and on the right-hand side we have a highlighted box where a lot of our advertisers give you more information about their products. It's a big gold square. It says e-foods on it. And in there, you'll find out how to get free e-food. Pretty easy to try this stuff. We've all tried it. Tastes great. Put warm water in it. All they do is take the water out of it. They dry it and freeze it. And when you put it back to good use, you don't keep it free. You can freeze it if you want, but you don't have to keep it frozen. It's one of the beauties of it. If there's no power, just have a little Bunsen burner. You heat up some water. And you put that into put the water into this cup with all of these various types of food in it, and you have a yummy meal. But because people like it so much and it's so inexpensive, see, this is the difference between eating that crud that comes from Kraft or this is a quality product, and it costs about the same. It's just a question of being exposed to different information, don't you think? If you are interested in good quality food that you can keep for years and years and years, and as things, you know, you got winter to consider, losing the power in a snowstorm. We've had plenty of examples this year of how well this stuff has come in to help families that were smart enough to get it and keep it in case of a disaster, bad weather, whatever it is. It's called eFoods, and they are available online. Go to DougStephan.com and see if you can get some free. There are three or four different meals that they'll send you with 12 or more different servings. You'll taste it. You'll like it. It just costs you shipping and handling to ship it to you. It's very cool stuff. Everybody here likes it. You will like it as well. E-Foods. 15 after on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Dr. Stephan's Good Day program, we're talking about food, which is something we all like to talk about. Sometimes we have stories about food that we don't want to spend too much time on, like this listeria thing. Good news for, I don't know if we want the good news, I think this would be classified as good news, Richie. We all like to sing along, good news, da 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 da. So,
just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
This is for women your age, Roberta.
Oh, and what is that?
Middle-aged women. Middle-aged women seem to be happier with a moderate amount of daily exercise, according to the 1,400 women who were surveyed for this. Do you think that makes sense? If you have a little exercise, I'm not talking about going to the gym and pumping iron for a couple of hours, although more and more women your age are doing that, but just doing something to get off of your butt and move. It's kind of like Andrea Metcalf says to us all the time. Make every step count. Make every movement something that will do your body some good.
And you know what I think would make us happier?
What's that?
If we had someone who would exercise for us, but it would count on our body.
Who do you have in mind for that, Jennifer? Who do you have in mind for that?
I don't know, but could I invent that? I think that would be good technology.
All right, here's something else that keeps women happy. You want to know a couple things? Something else that keeps women happy, drinking coffee.
Doing that now.
Coffee. Are you happier than you would be if you weren't drinking coffee?
I don't think so.
No. You think the coffee doesn't make any difference to you? Maybe you just don't know.
It does
Maybe if you stop drinking coffee, you turn into a grumpy old you-know-what.
Yeah, it's regulatory. You know, if I didn't have my coffee in the morning, I don't get, like, mean or anything, but I definitely feel better, more alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
ready
true.
Ready to go, face the day.
Well, apparently you are not alone by any stretch of the imagination. So lots of food talk today. Our poll, have you ever had raw milk to drink? A, yes, I drink it all the time. Yes, that's me. B, I'm not sure. C, no, I've never had it. D, I don't even know where I could get raw milk. So we're following the food focus here on Good Day. Check it out at DougStephan.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
On. OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
It's birthday time. We'll take a rest from our discussion about various foods and problems and good things from the food cabinet. Alan O'Day had one hit, and this was it. Although he was a writer, this is his only song that he recorded. He wrote Rock and Roll Heaven for the Righteous Bros. Did you know that, this guy?
Know that.
Wrote Angie Baby for... Who did that? Who did Angie Baby? Come on, Richie, you can find it somewhere.
No, I don't know.
Angie Baby? I can hear it, but I can't put a name to the voice. All right, so anyway, Alan O'Day born this date 1940, so that makes him 71.
Helen Reddy.
Today. Helen Reddy, thank you, Richie. That's it. Yeah, Angie Baby is Helen Reddy. Yeah, and many other big hits. Didn't do much again with his own singing. He's got a pleasant enough approach here. Writer Gore Vidal is still alive. His birthday was this date, 1925. Happy birthday to him. You know who else was born this date, Richie? Eddie Cochran, who was gone a long time ago, killed in a car crash, but I know how you dig his guitar.
Yep, rockabilly.
Yep. Mike Gallagher, the Olympic men's skiing champion, not the radio broadcaster, born this date 1941. Happy birthday to him. All right, next up is Ernest Evans. Ernest Evans. Ernie Evans. Saw what was happening with Fats Domino, so he decided to take Fats Domino and do a twist on that. That's where Chubby Checker came from. Fats Domino. You get it? From Fats Domino to Chubby Checker, can you draw the line, Roberta?
I never knew that.
I get it. Sense.
You didn't know that?
Oh,
did
yeah. not.
Yep. All right, so let's see. Some of his hits include this one. The Twist, Pony Time, Let's Twist Again, The Fly, Limbo Rock, Slow Twisting. Did a couple of songs with D.D. Sharp, born this day 1941. So Chubby Checker is 70 today. Douglas Brackman was the role he played in L.A. Law. His real name is Alan Rachins. And he's done some episodic television. Wasn't he in a comedy for a while, Jennifer? 69 today, Rachins. He was a comedy. Put some hair on him and...
Put some hair on him, and he's a funny guy.
Right. Yeah. Dave Winfield, the Baseball Hall of Famer's birthday today, this date 1951. How come we aren't having... We do have Lindsey Buckingham. I almost didn't see we had Lindsey Buckingham there. Guitarist for Fleetwood Mac had nothing to do with the Buckinghams. Oh, a lot of people try to make that connection. Nope. This is a song called Hold Me. Big Love, Rumors. Not on his own as well as with Fleetwood Mac. Roy Horn, who is Roy
no
of Siegfried and Roy. No relation. Born in the state 1944. Wait a minute, was he the one that had his head bitten or was it the other one?
No,
was it
was
Siegfried or Roy that got his
it
head
was
bitten?
Roy.
Roy.
It was Mr. Horn.
Whatever happened to him?
He's okay.
Is he?
Recovering, I think.
Not doing any of that silly stuff, though. Not anymore? No. Okay, let's get to, let's see here. Who have we got next? Jack Wagner would be a good place to go next. This is a short one. Actually, he won a Grammy Award for his work with his blues guitar. Richie, I don't know. Doesn't say what for.
Huh. Jack know. Wagner.
Yeah, no, I think I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm looking at Stevie Ray Vaughan. There's not much comparison there.
No, not at all.
All right, here's Tommy Lee, drummer and bass player for Motley Crue. He's, let's see, how old is he? 49, born in the state 1962. Gwen Stefani's birthday, 42 today. I saw a picture of her with Angelina Jolie over the weekend. I don't know, visiting her at her house. Kevin Richardson, the singer, one of the singers with the Backstreet Boys. 40 years old today, 28 after the hour.
Low interest, a more than uncertain economy. What's a saver to do?
Especially for seniors who are often looking for safer investments where they can get a decent return, it's been a challenge.
AARP financial educator, John Dauphiné.
There are some options that people can look at even in this low interest rate environment.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Consider bump up CDs.
Bump up CDs are certificates of deposit that allow you to increase your rate during the term if overall rates rise. So if interest rates go up, you will actually receive a better return.
There's also the I-bond.
I-bonds are inflation-adjusted savings bonds, and they consist of two components. One is a fixed rate that stays the same for the life of the bond, and the other is an inflation rate that's adjusted every 6 months.
You buy them at treasurydirect.gov. Finally, consider a reward checking account. You'll get some interest and more.
I get points in mine, and I can use them for travel or to buy many different items as well.
To get one of these accounts, you usually have to sign up for the bank's electronic services, including direct deposit, online bill payment, and electronic statements. This lowers your bank's cost to maintain your account. Tomorrow, how to find the best bank interest rates. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Another connection to food. We're off. I've been off we've been pretty consistent today. Been the usual stuff that we do on Monday. But then a few, every once in a while. Life would be boring if you went down the same street, same time, same speed, everything the same every day, right? You don't want everything the same. You want to have some different input. You want to see some different people. You want to hear some different things. So that's why there is really not a lot of predictability to this program. I'm looking.
Oh, there's really?
that news to you, Roberta? Maybe that's news to you. All right, so we talk about food. You know, we all love to talk about food. I'm big into eating well, helping people. And sometimes I get a little bit strident. Roberta's going to say, oh, really? Well, look at Roberta's food habits. She eats anything.
Yes, I do. Virtually.
Yeah. We were talking about the dog problem in Vietnam. She's fine with that. She'd be fine. Fine with it. She's happy with it. Right? Whereas poor Jennifer, she'd be awful. If you knew. Maybe you wouldn't know you're eating dog, though.
You probably wouldn't.
I have a feeling it tastes a lot like chicken.
Everything tastes a lot like chicken.
No, it does. Okay, so
you know, everything depends on how you cook it and how you flavor it. I mean, I've eaten guinea pig, you know, which is a Peruvian specialty. You take guinea pig and you deep fry it and you throw spices on it. You don't know what the heck it is, quite honestly.
All right, so here's Nestle. We have a story up at DougSteffen.com today focusing on Nestle's first ad to dogs. Not about dogs, not about dog foods. This is one of the biggest makers of pet food in the world. And last Friday, they launched their first television commercial designed especially for dogs. They're using a high-frequency tone to grab the dog's attention. You know that your dog's hearing is twice as sharp as yours is, right? They can pick up frequencies which are beyond our range. And they are better at differentiating various sounds. So the Nestle Purina pet care brand, big all around the world, including Germany. They asked experts in pet behavior here in our country to research what would appeal to dogs, and that's how they created this commercial for their Beneful dog food. Beneful dog food brand.
Beneful? Na, denkst du gerade an Beneful? Ja, das liebst du. Lecker fleischige Brocken mit gesundem Getreide und Gemüse. Mit Kohlenhydraten für die Energiezufuhr und Proteinen für eine starke Muskulatur. Hm? Beneful. So lecker, so gesund, so glücklich.
Repeat that so we get a little bit more out of that. Huh? This is... It's a television commercial from Austria, Germany.
Beneful? Na, denkst du gerade an Beneful? Ja, das liebst du. Lecker fleischige Brocken mit gesundem Getreide und Gemüse. Mit Kohlenhydraten für die Energiezufuhr und Proteinen für eine starke Muskulatur. Hm? Beneful. So lecker, so gesund, so glücklich.
So, this follows on the heel. I know all of you are wondering, what in the world is he talking? What is he doing? This is a commercial they've understood in Germany. I wish I could had the camera on. I could see Charlotte sitting over in her chair. And when that, remember, part of the premise here is that their hearing is twice as sensitive. There's a set of earphones here and a little speaker. If people are in the studio with me, they can listen to what's going on. When that ad came on at the beginning, she picked up her head and started looking around. I kid you not. Now, there also is, in various European countries, a sniffable poster to promote dog foods.
Sniffable?
Sniffable poster. You know how you have the sniff and scratch books?
Yeah, scratch and sniff stickers stuff. Yeah.
Right, so now what they've done is develop a way for dogs to be attracted to a particular product. And so the idea here is, to have the dog go over to this little poster, sniff it, and show interest in it. And the person is leading the dog around, walking the dog, looks at the poster, says, oh, must be that Fido likes Purina dog food. We'll go to the store and get him some, because we can see from him sniffing the poster that it's something that he or she's interested in. This sounds pretty clever, actually, to me. Doesn't it sound clever to you?
So can humans smell it, or just dogs?
In this circumstance, I don't know. I'm guessing not. I'm guessing, dogs live their lives by what they smell.
Right, like a little pheromone or something on there.
Yeah, they are all about sniffing and smelling. That's how they make their decisions. They like you or they don't like you. It's based on how you smell. And you don't have to smell good. As a matter of fact, after I've taken a shower and I put on some lotions and creams and stuff, Charlotte is not, she might be in the bed, and if I get around to her, hugging her and kissing her and say goodnight to her, she pulls away from me because she doesn't like the smell of the creams and lotions
and
stuff.
She's just not used to you being clean.
That's a terrible thing to say.
No, but you're a hardworking dairy man. So she's used to you being a hardworking dairy
yesterday,
guy.
Yesterday, you would have, this is, if you could have seen me yesterday, we moved cows all day because this is the, we have like four times during the year that we have to move cows from one pasture to another and get them around to wherever there's feed. So yesterday we, I think, moved three trailer loads of, and it was raining.
Ooh.
And it was a mess. And oftentimes when you're trying to get the cows into the truck, they decide that it's a good time for them to poop. So it was, I was covered.
I don't know what happens when I get in the car sometimes.
Yeah, is that what it is? Yeah. I tell you, I thought that was pretty clever. Don't you all think that was pretty clever?
Yeah, I think that's smart marketing.
Yeah, it is smart marketing. Very good. All right, let's have some... there's news from the E. coli world. If we didn't have enough to worry about, or they in the news media don't want to scare us enough with the listeria, ground beef recall in 14 states. There's Tyson. I thought Tyson was just in the chicken business. Apparently they're now in the ground beef business. And they have recalled all of their ground beef, every single bit of it, in 14 states. So if you've gone and they sell this stuff to the great big distributors, Walmart's got them, most of the stores like that, Target, anybody who's got big, big, big volume, these guys buy this stuff cheap. Keep in mind that beef on the hoof at the moment is bringing $1 a pound, which is 40-some-odd cents higher than it was last year at this time. So $1 a pound, that's for everything. What is usable if a cow weighs 800 pounds, let's say, guy gets $800 for the cow. The cow's probably, of that 800 pounds, maybe there's 300 pounds of usable meat of the 800. And so what does that do to the cost of hamburger or these kinds of cheap, what they do with this stuff? If they knew what the hell they were doing, they'd never have this problem. Because as soon as the meat is ground up, first of all, they're obviously letting it sit around in unprotected conditions, because that's the only way Listeria or E. coli is going to get into this stuff. If it is, when the animal is slaughtered, if they immediately put the meat into a freezer room, then it will dispense with any problem that they might have. But they're not doing that, obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't have this problem. Stuff's laying around. Then they get it, they grind it up, and they try to process it after that. And in processing it, again, they expose all of the machinery to the Listeria or E. coli. So it gets on the machinery and it stays there. So they grind up tens of thousands of pounds in some of these slaughterhouses every day of beef. It's like McDonald's or any of these other things. They don't take the steak and the shank out here. I don't know, what are the different pieces of meat? The roasts and all this other stuff you get from a decent beef cow, Roberta. What are the various things that you get?
For a beef cow?
Yeah.
You get hanger steak, sirloin steak,
right.
A chuck roast, shoulder,
right.
Rounds.
Yeah.
It's all different cuts of meat.
Yeah.
Okay. Ribs.
Well, you have successfully made me ill today, by the way. Talking about this meat and then the dog meat.
I want you to be empowered by having some information. There's a lot of bad information about food out there, and this is all aimed at getting you to think about what you're buying. You may be buying cheap stuff because you want to feed your family. You don't have a lot of money. But what are you exposing them to? What potential are they getting? What are you putting in their bodies? So anyway.
Well, I love to watch what people are buying at the supermarket, and it just amazes me because probably 75 to 80% of what I see going through the checkouts is some sort of prepared food.
Yeah, and that's where the Listeria is.
Simply amazing.
Yeah, and it's more expensive than anything else.
Especially, and now there's a pre-cooked pasta on the market that pop it in the microwave for two or 3 minutes, and you'll have pasta, you know. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, but, you know, you can cook pasta in 6 to 8 minutes. Why do you need this?
And put a can of tuna fish or something that's on. Any fish, by the way, there is some good news for those of you who like fish. There's absolute definitive proof that eating fish lowers the risk of a stroke.
Like
cutting it in half.
Because of the omega-3s.
Yeah, you got to get the right fish. But eating fish in general, taking the fish caplets, evening primrose, any of these things with the omega-3s.
And even looking for eggs and milk now, actually, that's enhanced with omega-3s. That's what I try to buy.
Yeah. I'm selling. We have, over the weekend, again, this past weekend at the dairy store at my farm, we sold out of eggs. We have, this is the second or third week in a row we've done this. We get in dozens of the range-free eggs. Matter of fact, people were getting nasty yesterday afternoon. They were upset. Where are your eggs? All gone. The organic eggs, but the range-free eggs. For the people that want raw milk and that kind of stuff, they really dig the range-free eggs. And we can't keep them in the store. That tells you something about what... And a lot of the people that come to the store are not wealthy people, but they're food conscious. They know they want to know where the food comes from. They can look around and they see that we are all about quality. And they see that we're watching what we're doing. We have people in there that are our partners. That we have honey, organic honey, local honey that people love, love, love. We're out of that this weekend. Apple cider vinegar. Vinegar.
Every once in a while that pops in on you.
Right. Vinegar.
Yeah, so you know, that sort of thing, you can look around for it. And, we're anathema. There's a company, there's a dairy outfit called Oberweis. In the Chicago area, that I would love to have. I would like to get that guy as a partner and bring him out here because there's nothing around in the East Coast like what he has. And he's a dairy farmer like me. He started with one little store like I got, and then just grew and grew and grew and grew. And it's a fantastic operation. And there are very few places in the country. Remember the old Kennedy butter and egg stores, Roberta? Come on, yes. Don't tell me. Don't yes. you remember them? That was the Oberweis thing is sort of a return to that. And that's something that more and more people want. Yet every one of the big grocery chains will try to put him out of business like they try to put me out of business, put all the small guys out of business so they can have more to themselves. And that's why you get this garbage, because the food's chain and sources, where it comes from, how it's prepared, and where it goes, is controlled by fewer and fewer people. They can buy off the government, you know, to a point, and then when it gets as bad as it did last week with the 17 people dying of the melon listeria, they got to do something about it. But even now, they can't find anything wrong with this guy's farm, because apparently it isn't there. It's someplace else. Yeah. Anyway. So it's food for fun time. I want to fix your face, though. Roberta.
Nah.
There's a secret that is no longer a secret. A guy named David Pollack has written a number of books. He's a beauty expert, and he has created a lot of products for many of the big companies. He decided, like so many other people, when they've worked for a big company for a while, hey, why am I letting this guy make all the money? I came up with the ideas. Why don't I start my own company? So he did. So if you've got fine lines and deep wrinkles and you want to look 10 years younger, this is from beauty expert David Pollack, a product called Fountain of Youth. I have a bottle of it right here. And not that I need any of this stuff, because I'm actually just beautiful.
Yes,
maybe
you
I can
are.
Use a little more of this stuff. I'm looking at it. It says it creates an invisible veil. I'm reading the label. Creates an invisible veil of moisture while delivering advanced peptide technology to promote cell renewal and natural collagen levels, visibly reducing fine lines and deep wrinkles. Just massage.
What's nice is that it's all natural stuff.
Yep, it is. All
so if you have sensitive skin like I do, it's yep. really good for that.
Yep, good stuff. All right, so have we told you enough about it? All you have to do to try a free bottle, free, you know how Roberta loves to say, it's free. Or you get it for free? No, you get it free. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY. They were very clever there. They came up with something that nobody else would use. Organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY. You will discover why they call it America's number one anti-aging molecule. The ingredients here, and this is absolutely free. Go to the website, organicattitude.com, enter radio code GOODDAY, and get your free bottle of Fountain of Youth.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajamas? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
right.
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of things that you can glean out of going to the website today. A lot of food info and other info to make your life better. Help yourself. DougSteffen.com.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Some new twists and turns in the Republican presidential race. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, a story that received plenty of play over the weekend, and chances are we haven't heard the last of it. Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain reacting to a report of a racist sign at a ranch where fellow candidate Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, hunts. Cain, an African-American, appeared on ABC's This Week, and he talked about the word that was painted on a rock at this Texas hunting camp.
Now, some words that do not basically inspire the kind of negativity like that particular word. And I know that you are refraining from saying that word, so I'm going to say what the word was on the rock. The name of the place was called...
Well, we're not going to let Herman Cain share it with us here. Suffice to say, it's the N-word followed by the word head.
That is very insensitive. And since Governor Perry has been going there for years to hunt, I think that it shows a lack of sensitivity for a long time of not taking that word off of that rock and renaming a place.
Now, the Washington Post is reporting this racist word on a slab of rock was covered up at some point. Governor Perry himself claims it was covered when his father started leasing the camp around 1984. But there are sources who say this slur was visible near the camp entrance in the 1980s and 90s, and that you could still see it as recently as 2008. As we said at the top, we'll probably be hearing more about all of this in the days to come. Noteworthy to mention that Governor Perry rocketed to the front of the pack when first announced his candidacy, but his numbers have slipped substantially following some rocky debate performances, and this latest story certainly isn't going to help. As for Herman Cain, the former CEO of Godfather Pizza, his numbers are climbing following his recent victory in the Florida straw poll. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The stock market trying to bounce back from some heavy losses last Friday. The Dow off 240 points last Friday to 10,913. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices also fell more than $3 a barrel to $81.12. Today is the first Monday of October, so can we get a gavel, please? And the U.S. Supreme Court opens up its annual term today. The judicial year expected to be highlighted by consideration of the landmark health care reform law that President Obama signed last year. The administration has asked the Supreme Court to take up the controversial law. The start of October also means something else. It's the 27th annual National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which began this past weekend. The heart of this year's campaign, a recent study showing hundreds of thousands of women who have health insurance don't get regular mammograms. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer and leading cancer killer of women. Business at the box office over the weekend.
I want you to custom make some parts for me. Not like anything we've done before. May not work, and I can't pay you.
Other than that, I should be excited, right?
Laughing all the way to the bank, Dolphin Tail, the incredible true story of a dolphin called Winter, who lost its tail and was fitted with a prosthetic tail. Number one in theaters this past weekend, despite some less than spectacular reviews, Dolphin Tail brought in $14 million. And finally, if it's a Sunday evening and the stopwatch is ticking, it's 60 Minutes on CBS. Fair to say 60 Minutes will never be the same. Last night, the crankiest of curmudgeons, Andy Rooney, bid us all farewell. His last regular appearance on the news magazine show as he delivered his 1,097th original essay. The 92-year-old Rooney did leave, hinting that we probably haven't heard the last from him.
I'm not retiring. Writers don't retire, and I'll always be a writer.
And here are Andy Rooney's final words on 60 Minutes.
It's hard to accept being liked. I don't say this often, but thank you. Although, if you do see me in a restaurant, please, just let me eat my dinner.
A cranky curmudgeon to the end.
You ever wonder why he was so cranky?
Couldn't resist, I'm sorry. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.